When James Rabbit told Pearl, she was very angry.
"What?" she said. "That mean old toad will get his comeuppance, you mark my words. I'll get a part-time job to feed him, so I will."
Lord and Lady Brockenhurst were advertising for a part-time cook, so she put on her best bonnet, left her baby bunnies with her cousin Ruby, and made her way up to Set House to secure the position. She found it hard to cook for badgers, being a vegetarian herself, but they loved her worm-flavoured chocolate ice cream.
"If it pleases your lord and ladyship," she said politely, wiping her paws on her pinny like a good bunny should, "but could my husband James grow some carrots in that greenhouse for our baby bunnies?"
"Yes, yes," grunted the Brockenhursts, "as long as there's plenty of worms in the compost for our ice cream."
"My name is Thomas Pellow. I was born here 34 years ago. When I was a boy of 11, our Cornish vessel, the Francis, was captured by pirates near Spain. I was kept as a slave in Morocco, but I escaped, and now I have returned home, if it is still my home."
The crowd gasped.
"Tommy Pellow, Lord preserve me," shouted an elderly woman. "Your mother's still here, sir, my flower, still in the very same house. We all thought you died long ago. Come with me, my handsome prince."
Thomas followed the woman as they walked to his childhood home. Before he even got there, the woman shouted,
"There! There she is, my prince, Mr. Pellow.